Vancouver, 6 out of 10 universities confirm they're reviewing honorary degrees given to retired Judge Mary Ellen Turple LaFond, after being asked by a group of Indigenous women to revoke them following a CBC investigation into her claims of Indigenous heritage. The honors should be withdrawn because the former BC representative for children and youth stole the identity and lived experiences of Indigenous women, said a statement from the Indigenous Women's Collective. The University of Regina, along with McGill, Brock, Royal Roads, St. Thomas and Mount St. Vincent Universities, all say they've been looking into the situation. Their statements Wednesday came the day after Vancouver Island University announced Turple LaFond had returned her 2013 honorary degree. The school had told her it was under review due to requests from the collective and members of the university community. Carleton, Simon Fraser, Thompson Rivers and York Universities did not respond to requests for comment in time for publication. Retired Senator Lillian Dyke is among signatories to the collective statement saying Turple LaFond claimed opportunities, recognition and influence that weren't rightfully hers. The University of British Columbia, where Turple LaFond had been a tenured law professor, recently announced she no longer worked there, as of December 16. Reached by phone, Turple LaFond declined to comment on the calls for her honorary degrees to be revoked or the university's review processes. She previously told the CBC she didn't question the biological parentage of her father, who she has said was Cree, when she was growing up. She introduced herself at a 2019 Senate Standing Committee meeting on Aboriginal peoples by saying, "I am a Cree person originally from the prairies." Until last year, Turple LaFond had been the academic director of UBC's Indian Residential School History and Dialogue Center. She is a longtime advocate on Indigenous issues. The statement from the Women's Collective said so-called pretendianism is an act of colonial violence with severe consequences for Indigenous people. We need to ensure that our children's and grandchildren's indigeneity will be respected and protected, it said, adding any organization or leader claiming to uphold truth and reconciliation must denounce any infringements. Meanwhile, Grand Chief Stuart Phillip with the Union of BC Indian Chiefs said Wednesday the CBC investigation that questioned Turple LaFond's heritage was a witch hunt. The union had responded to the investigation last October with a statement saying Turple LaFond was a fierce and ethical advocate for Indigenous peoples. Questions of Indigenous identity were for Indigenous peoples, families and governments to sort through based on their own laws and customs, it said. It is not the role of the media, the Crown, or anyone else to tell us who we are. Phillip declined to comment further when reached by phone. The University of BC had issued a statement Tuesday saying it deeply regrets how it handled the situation after CBC's investigation was published. The school's initial response last year said Indigenous identity was not an explicit requirement for Turple LaFond's position at the Residential School Dialogue Center. But the latest statement, signed by Interim President and Vice-Chancellor Deborah Bouchard and Academic Vice President Gage Averil, said the original comment and UBC's silence about its interpretation were seen as constituting support for her. They expressed concern that this has harmed the Indigenous community at UBC and beyond. We deeply regret the impact of this and promise to do more now, and in the future. The university is reviewing its approaches to the role of Indigenous status and truthfulness in hiring, the statement said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 18, 2023. Brenna Owen, the Canadian Press. 6 out of 10 universities say they're reviewing honorary degrees conferred on Turple LaFond, after being asked by a group of Indigenous women to revoke them following a CBC investigation into her claims of Indigenous heritage. The Canadian Press, Daryl Dyke, greater than.